Hey, y'all, this is Elvie Shane, and you're listening to Lee Williams. Turn it up.
He ain't got my smile, that don't bother me a bit. He's got somebody else's eyes I'm seeing myself in. I'm holding on to every moment, God knows I missed a few. The day we met, I knew I had some catching up to do. He ain't my blood, ain't got my name, but if he did, I'd feel the same. I wasn't there for his first steps, but I ain't missed a ball game yet. And that ain't ever gonna change. I could never walk away. Yeah, he's my son, and that's my choice. He ain't my blood, but he's my boy. It hit me like a train the first time he called me dad. In a three stick figure crayon picture with all of us holding hands. His mama said, I understand if it's too soon for this. I didn't let her finish, I took it to the kitchen and I stuck it on the fridge, yeah. He ain't my blood, ain't got my name, but if he did, I'd feel the same. I wasn't there for his first steps, but I ain't missed a ball game yet. And that ain't ever gonna change. I could never walk away. Yeah, he's my son, and that's my choice. He ain't my blood, but he's my boy. Saturday morning cartoons, he's aching to sleep in your room. He's bigger than the plans I had, he's making me a better man. He ain't my blood, ain't got my name, but if he did, I'd feel the same. I wasn't there for his first steps, but I ain't missed the ball game. Change. I can never walk away. Yeah, he's my son, and that's my choice. He ain't my blood, but he's my boy.
On the line now is Elvie Shane. How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. How y'all doing?
Well, we're good. I mean, I've been playing my boy for a few months now, and it's been around for a while. We've also got your six-song EP out now called County Roads.
Yeah, County Roads, man. All the twists and turns that got me to where I am today.
And it's your first release.
Yes, sir. First project we've ever put out for the world to hear.
Well, let's go back to My Boy now. My Boy's about your stepson, isn't it?
Yeah, man. I met my wife in college about almost 10 years ago now. And when I met her, she had a five-year-old little boy. And a year later, me and her got married, and I became a stepfather. Okay. And then a few years after that, started going to Nashville and trying to figure out this whole music career thing. And it led right into this song, My Boy, that has done some pretty crazy things over the last year.
So did you write that yourself?
No, I didn't. I was sitting on the back porch of a house in Nashville. I had a room there, and it was kind of a revolving door of new songwriters in town. And that night, it was me, my buddy Nick Columbia, Russell Sutton, and Lee Starr. We were just sitting around having some cold ones, and we started talking about a Facebook post a friend of mine's stepmom had sent me the night before. Said, I don't have a stepfather, I don't have a stepson, I have a son that was born before I met him. And, you know, that really resonated with me, obviously, in my position. And when Nick Columbia looked at me and said, "Well, Elvie, tell me about your son." And I said, "Dude, he's my boy." And he said, "Well, let's just write that." And 6 hours later, and some tears shed and just a roller coaster of emotions, here we were with this song. And little did we know where it was going to take us.
That's great. It's amazing how life can change over just a line.
Yeah, I've definitely seen it happen. I mean, this song is a huge blessing to me and my family and to my co-writers, and has really been a driving force in all of our careers. And I'm just super thankful and grateful to everyone that's been showing us some love.
That's good. Have you got any of your own children now?
No, but I do have a little girl on the way. She'll be here in July.
Okay, well, congratulations there.
Yeah, man, I'm scared to death.
I feel a song coming on already.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one down the pipeline somewhere.
Good. Well, tell me about your life. You know, where'd you come from?
So I came from a little town in Kentucky called Caneyville. Just a real small town in western Kentucky. Grew up there. My dad was a truck driver. My mom was a factory. She was a maintenance woman. She worked on all the robots and stuff at this place called Vermont American that made saw blades. And my dad hauled cattle and grain and, you know, just did some roughneck truck driving all my life. Most of my weeks were spent, you know, running around the hollers of Kentucky on Post House Road, helping my dad work on his semi-trucks, and then, you know, riding around with my mom, going to church and singing at church, and then coming home and helping my dad work on cars and trucks. And we'd go to church and sing hymnals, and I'd come home and sing, you know, listen to stuff like Steve Earle and John Fogerty on the radio while I was working with my dad. So got a good blend of rock and roll and Jesus growing up.
Great. So when was the decision to let's try some of this music?
Man, you know, I started singing early on in church. Was probably my first experience singing in front of people. And then I did, you know, chorus classes and stuff in school, sang in rock bands in high school, started my solo thing after I was in a little group with a couple of buddies of mine in college. I started to write and started to do my solo thing after that. But then I hung up my guitar for 3 years. I didn't touch it. It was in the closet. I just kind of gave up on the dream, you know. And then my wife's friends put a band together, and we started going to their shows. And then one night I grabbed a guitar at an after party and sang a Chris Stapleton tune. And they started taking me out with them to open up for them and play their breaks in between sets. And eventually one of them convinced me to start going to Nashville with him and writing songs. And that was 5 years ago. And now here we are.
It just proves, you know, you should never give up on your dream. And, you know, if you keep at it, it could come real, and it did for you.
Yeah, man, I think the biggest thing, it's scary to chase your dreams, man, especially, you know, when they're way up there. You know, high, you know, they said it's a long way down. That's a line in my song, Keep On Strumming. And I think the biggest thing that gets in a lot of people's way is, you know, they wonder, well, how can I afford to do this? I can't just quit working and focus on, you know, my passions. And my answer to that was I just kept working and doing my music stuff on the side until I figured out a way to make money doing music. And, man, I would get up in the mornings at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and I would get on the internet, and I would start looking for venues, bars, that had acoustic music on the weekends. And I would make a list of those venues, and then starting at 11 o'clock in the morning through the early hours of the afternoon, I would start calling those places, because I've worked at bars before as a cook and a waiter and stuff, so I know that usually those bars have restaurants attached to them. They'll be doing prep work in the morning. And I would call in the hopes that I would get a hold of a manager and started booking shows that way for myself, and ended up playing shows everywhere from Texas to Wisconsin. And before I knew it, you know, I was making more money doing what I love to do than I'd ever made, you know, busting my ass. And, well, not to say that I'm not still doing that. Don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on here either, but,
you said it, you said it.
I said it, but, it's the truth. So there it is. There's still quite a bit of ass busting going on, but it's just something that I enjoy a little more these days.
Well, that's it. Well, it's part of the
flies. Dang it, boys.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the promotion, obviously, of your record and music. You know, once it starts happening, you got double the work then to get out and do radio tours and do live dates when you can, and, you know, and just keep doing interviews like this, and so it's great. So we, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you when you finally get to the UK.
Hey y'all, this is Elvie Shane. You're listening to Lee Williams. Turn it up.
Well, sounds like NASCAR on WBKR on some old busted car radio. Like them U-Bottles playing in the floorboards every time we hit the same pothole. Like that train whistle wailing in, creeping up on 5 till 10, church bell ringing, means we're gonna be late again. Ear to the door, make sure they ain't praying. Head up to the front, back pew's already taken. And we were singing, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. My salvation, my foundation is in them yesterdays. Yeah, I can hear it crystal clear, oh, it's still ringing loud. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound of Sundays in the South. Truck on our way up to Grandpa's house. Like the roaring of the creek where me and brother sneak drink. Daddy's missing Bud Lights down. Like Granny in the kitchen frying up the chicken. Cousin in the backyard getting a good whipping. Man, how I wish I was back there now. Passing this guitar around, singing, I'll fly away. Sounds that made a redneck like me. Yeah, singing, I'll fly away, oh glory, and I'll fly away. My salvation and my foundation is in Him yesterday. Yeah, I can hear it crystal clear, oh, it's still ringing loud. Amazing grace, how sweet.
Man, I'm looking forward to getting to the UK. Here's the thing. I see so many artists, and I've seen so many artists over the years that I've been doing this now, going over to UK, and it seems to me that people in the UK really appreciate and respect the artists that I also really appreciate and respect. And to be, I guess, in the middle of that crew now feels like a pretty good thing, because from what I can see online and based on the interviews I've done today and this one I'm doing right now, the UK is showing me some love, man. I really appreciate you guys over there for it.
Well, our people love it every time we play you, so that's cool, and we'll be adding more songs as we go along as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. I once again, can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And I've never been across the pond, man. I can't wait to get over there and meet you guys and get to play for your folks.
That'd be great. So you know, you're doing all the gigs and everything. So when did you get spotted to take you to the next level?
So we put a video, or my wife actually put a video of me and one of my co-writers, Russell Sutton, playing My Boy at a songwriters round in Nashville one night. She put it up on Facebook, and within a couple weeks, I think we had accrued like 6 million views, and it was growing by like 100,000 views an hour. And then all of a sudden, Facebook took the video down, and we never could figure out what happened. But, you know, we always just thought, well, there went our 15 minutes of fame, you know. But lo and behold, you know, there's some people in Nashville that caught wind of it, and one of them was a guy named John Loba. And he's actually a stepfather himself, and me and his son are really good friends these days. But I'd been going around and meeting a couple of labels in town and just wasn't really feeling the vibe. But when I went into Broken Bow, those guys are killer, man. It was like 30 people in a conference room. I walked in and was like, man, I've played shows for less people than this before. So they just showed me a lot of love. I was supposed to play 3 songs and be there 30 minutes. I played 5 and hung out for an hour and a half. And, you know, 5 months later, after they finished up their merger with BMG and everything, they brought me in there and gave me a record deal.
Tell me a couple of the tracks that are on this EP. We obviously kicked off the program with My Boy, so let's go into some of the other songs. And do you know what's going to be the new single?
Don't know what's going to be the new single yet. I'm kind of keeping an eye on the EP and seeing how well it's doing out in the streaming world, and you know, seeing what people are responding to based off of that, and you know, maybe we'll make that decision based off what people are loving the most. But if I was going to talk about any other tracks off of, you know, just 2 other tracks off of the EP, first would have to be County Roads, because it was the first song that I wrote after My Boy. I came to my deal with My Boy, but everything else that I've recorded since then has been written since my record deal. And County Roads was the song that just really helped me find my voice. I'd always, you know, when you come into this, you're always looking for, like, what's my sound? How do I want to tell my story? What do I want it to sound like? And I get in the room with Oscar Charles, who's the producer of this project, and he starts playing this thing on guitar, just wah, 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 wah. And I'm like, man, I ain't never heard anything like that before. And we would write the song County Roads, and we had been kicking around some ideas, and finally I just sit back on the couch and was like, guys, why don't we just tell the truth? And I was like, I got a public education, but it didn't come from class. It came from the long rides home on the bus in the back. And I was like, well, hell, that even kind of rhymes. Let's just go with that. This is how I want my story to be told. This is the sound. And that guy right there is the one to put the noise behind it. And so that led to the first song outside of My Boy, and also led to my producer. And it's just a very honest account of how I grew up, you know, love lost, love found, and living a little reckless and driving too fast. I love that song. If y'all haven't heard it yet, please go check out County Road. Another song I love, if there's one song on this EP that could sum up everything that made me who I am, it's Sundays in the South. And which Kentucky's not technically considered the South, but I, for whatever reason, we say we're from the South in Kentucky. But that song is just, you know, again, an honest account of how my Sundays are spent, from, you know, going to the store in the mornings and grabbing some Yoo-Hoos before church, to hoping you beat the train so you're not late, and if you are late, putting your ear against the door at church and making sure people ain't in there praying so you don't walk in and interrupt prayer, to, you know, leaving church and sneaking some beers out of Daddy's Igloo cooler and going down to the creek and, you know, trying them out and, you know, getting in a little trouble. And it's just, that song's just, well, it just sounds like how I grew up. Sundays in the South.
I think you've just painted a picture of what Southern America means to people in Europe that watch the various movies and such. So it's really cool. Elvie, it's been great talking to you. What I want you to do now is I want you to announce County Roads. So thank you, Elvie, for talking to us. And as we said earlier, you're going to announce County Roads. So take it away.
All right, y'all. This is Elvie Shane, and this is my new song and the title track to my EP, County Road.
Great. Thank you so much, Elvie.
Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it. Hey, y'all, this is Elvie Shane. You're listening to Lee Williams. Turn it up.
I got a public education, but it didn't come from class. It came from a long ride home on a bus in the back. We were learned how to cuss from them high school kids. Throw a punch, take a punch, steal a kiss. Yeah, she had 2 years on me the day I turned 16. I had a Fox Body Mustang, she had a body like a dream. We ran on young love, good music, cheap gasoline. Found out you can still go too far, even when the tank's on E. Here's to the lessons that don't come cheap. Put a wrench in my plans, but daddy said good help was hard to find. I guess I stood her up on too many Friday nights. She ended up in the truck with a buddy of mine. Yeah, here's to the lessons that don't come cheap. Scars on our boots are called